When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We're gathered here today to join Mike and Jill in holy matrimony.
So they may file jointly this tax season.
And you are?
April from TaxAct, the tax filing software with the expert guidance to help you file for less and get more.
Works for me. So, Mike, do you take this woman to love, honor, and get her a maximum refund?
I do.
Jill?
Ditto.
I now pronounce you married, filing jointly.
I always cry at filing status updates. Switch to TaxAct today and start for free.
Restrictions apply. Price at filing subject to change. See TaxAct.com for details.
On April 4th, 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King was shot and killed in Memphis. A petty criminal named James Earl Ray was arrested. Case closed. Right?
James Earl Ray was a pawn for the official story.
Some of the evidence, as far as I was concerned, did not match the circumstances.
This is the MLK Tapes. The first episodes are available now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation. I am your host, Rashawn McDonald. I tell people every week, it's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start writing your own. And people always talk about their gifts and their passions. If you have a gift, lead with your gift. And if you're going to do that, then don't let your age, friends, family, or coworkers stop you from planning or living your dreams. People always talk about the interviews I have on the show. I feel like I'm always reminding people what I'm trying to do with Money Making Conversations. Yes, I have celebrities, CEOs, entrepreneurs, and what I like to call industry decision makers on Money Making Conversations. My goal is to get them to tell you about their secrets to their success, their nuggets, drop some gems on you. You hear these gems, you use them, but it's going to be tied to work. Nothing is luck. Nothing is being at the right place at the right time. It's all tied to proper planning, proper effort, and realizing that, hey, you can't be selfish in pursuing your own dream. You have to put forth effort. My next guest is Marcus Davis. Been knowing him a long time, straight out of Houston, Texas. He is the host of Fish, Grits, and Politics. He is an entrepreneur, restaurant owner, and motivational speaker. Like I said earlier, he's located in Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas. Marcus is the spirit and entrepreneurial mastermind behind the Breakfast Club, which is nationally recognized. It first came to fame on Oprah way back in. I had the blessing of inviting him on the Steve Harvey Talk Show, blew him up even more. If you go there right now, there's a line out the door. The people are nice. The food is great. The Reggae Hut, the Alley Cat Bar and Lounge, and the culture. He is best known for his charismatic personality, authentic customer appreciation, and his tireless commitment to the community. That's what he is. Marcus restaurants are rooted in principles of faith, family, community with a K, and empowerment. They treat every customer like family and believe that family is the cornerstone of any community. So as they place an emphasis on supporting activities and causes that enrich and strengthen family. He has created one of the most phenomenal restaurant success stories in the country. If you landed in an intercontinental airport, it's there. His footprint is there. When I saw that man, I damn near cried, brother. I was so proud of this brother, man. The Breakfast Club at, you know.
Yeah.
My Delta terminal. That's when I fly to the Delta terminal over there. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation, Marcus Davis. How you doing, Marcus?
Man, after listening to you and that interview, man, I'm feeling great. You just made me feel real
well,
good.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Every time, because I fly on Delta. I'm based in Atlanta, so I always fly on Delta. And when I first landed, man, and I was telling my wife, I said, I think they putting some up at the Intercontinental Airport. And she said, what? I think he's at Intercontinental Airport now. So your restaurant, black owned, one of the busiest airports in the country. Right. To walk us through the steps of how that came about, Marcus, in Houston, Texas, and knowing the journey of the Breakfast Club.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I've never been gung-ho about the airport. I know a lot of people in business, a lot of people in restaurant, they are airport. And I'm a street side guy, and I was like, man, give me a good location on the street side, and I'll be good. And, you know, years ago, we started getting approached with questions about being in the airport, but we never pursued it. And then I got to working on the Convention and Visitors Bureau board. I was on the board here in Houston to talk about, you know, visitors, who comes here, how do we get more here, how do we elevate the brand of the city, the awareness of what Houston is about, how much better than Atlanta it really is, and all that good stuff. So you see, I slid that in there, right?
Absolutely. But you know, I'm ignoring you.
But and while doing that, you know, I saw that there was a need my definition of entrepreneurship, let's just start that off, is filling a void in the marketplace that the marketplace is calling for consciously or subconsciously. Entrepreneurship, filling a void in the marketplace that the marketplace is calling for consciously or subconsciously. Right. And one of the things we discovered was that people who came to Houston didn't really get the taste of Houston because of the number of flights that came into the airport with people just transferring to another plane, to another city, and never knowing the great culinary city that we are. So there was this effort to, one, bring about the notoriety, but two, the need to put concepts into the space. So I felt compelled, being an ambassador of my city, being wanting to put on for my city and rep for my city.
Right.
I felt compelled to make it a point to be a part of that. I can't talk about it if I'm not going to be about it. But to your other point, I have found how great it is to be a Black-owned restaurant in the airport, simply because it's in a space that African-Americans typically say we're not in.
Yes.
And so to have African-American representation in that space was quite gratifying and part of the goal, part of the motive.
Well, you know, it's really, and I say this, and I'm going to stay on this for a minute, being that, you know, you do have I'm in Atlanta, so, you know, this is a city that's recognized for Black Forward Movement, you know.
Right.
You know, there are a number of Black entrepreneurs who do have restaurants at Hartsfield Airport, which is classified as the biggest, busiest airport in the world. And so I've had people, friends of mine, sending photos, like you turning your restaurant over at the Intercontinental Airport into a tour spot out of pride and say, you know, taking pictures of the food, say they ate here. Talk about, just slow it down, man, because we know where the original spot is, okay?
Right.
And then be at the airport. you know, I know you. You've been in the public's eye. I've been doing the morning show, doing public awareness, and basically being a voice of the people on the radio in Houston, Texas, Marcus.
Yes, sir.
But to be part of something that you know is different, and that was being at the airport, really talk about how people, the pride that people really took it to the next level with you. They also saw it as a possibility it can be them too.
Right, right. And you know, we're getting ready to celebrate our 20th year in business this fall. And I look forward to you having me back on to talk about that in the fall.
Absolutely.
We're getting ready to celebrate our 20th year in business. And the motto that I'm rolling with is 20 years of inspiration. We've been on the corner of Travis and Alabama, inspiring our community for over 20 years, inspiring entrepreneurship for 20 years. So to answer your question about what does that feel like, it feels the same way as it does when we unlock the doors at 3711 Travis. To see the number of people that come through the door that are amazed, that are fascinated, that are impressed, that are proud of this establishment, when they look and they whisper and they lean over and say, is this black on? And you tell them, yes, it is. Or I'll pull one of these numbers.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And they are excited because they had a great experience.
Right.
The professionalism, the quality of the product, quality of the service, quality of the people that serve them was fascinating to them. So we wear that with pride. Similarly, when we stepped into a new space that we knew was a travel space, a space that brought people from all over the world, we knew that we were stepping it up to another level. So it gave us an opportunity to, one, to be on a bigger platform for guests, but more importantly, on a bigger platform for entrepreneurs to see what is possible, what we're capable of doing.
Hey, Marcus, I'm
a street side guy, man.
I know, but you're a smart guy.
I'm a street side guy.
But you're a smart guy because of the fact that when people give you a shot, an opportunity, you deliver. And when I say that, we're going to go back to Oprah. You know, giving you an opportunity to feature your brand. And this was right. Oprah when she was on every day, 5 days a week, when everybody was watching her. And then, because even today, man, you have people lining up to come into your restaurant. That's 20 years, man. I'm talking about, I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen, you try to just think you're just going to walk into his restaurant, that's not going to happen.
Well, if you tell him that, put it on Rashawn's tab, then, you know.
Don't do it like that, Marcus.
It's finally here, the season of celebration. And no matter how you celebrate with family and friends, whether you're preparing for Reyes Magos or Karamu, lighting the menorah, or going to midnight mass, Kohl's has just what you need to make those traditions special. Plus, you'll find gifts for all your loved ones. Send warm wishes with cozy fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. Or treat them to everyone's favorite activewear from top brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide committed to the health and well-being of our communities. No matter how you celebrate, when you shop at Kohl's, you're right where you belong. So this season, give with all your heart with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you talking about you're going to be back on my show in the fall, celebrate 20 years?
Be here, right? I'm with Rashawn.
You know, because I I've eaten there several times. And like I said, I've done my duty. You're going to do it two ways, team. You're going to get there when the restaurant immediately opens up,
Then you can slide on in or slide on in. But you let an hour or 2 hours slide in, you're going to be in line at the Breakfast Club. And you
Man, I am grateful that people support us in an outrageous fashion. You know, people come in and they say, hey, man, I'm proud of y'all. And I tell them, no, I'm proud of y'all. Y'all are the ones that showed up. Mm-hmm. I share with my team. Every morning when you show up at 7 a.m., every morning when we unlock the door, the first guest that walks through the door gets a round of applause from my staff, mm-hmm. right, from my team. Mm-hmm. And the reason is I try and share with my team that, one, we can never take for granted that when we unlock that door, somebody's going to walk in. We have to be grateful for every single person that walks into that door. Mm-hmm. We have to show them the mm-hmm. gratitude that they deserve for choosing us as their destination for dining mm-hmm. over the other 999 restaurants that are in the city of Houston. So we are extremely grateful of the number of people that come from within the city, within the state, from throughout the country, and beyond the Atlantic and the Pacific to visit 3711 Traps. I'm gonna brag a little bit. I tell folks we did this pre-IG.
Oh yeah, right. Instagram, right.
You know how you date things by BC and AD.
I tell
these young cats that's doing well, and congratulations to them, to mm-hmm. all the ones that are you know having success today. I said, but holler at your boy when you've been doing it for 2 decades.
Yes, sir.
And check this out. We created that buzz with no Instagram.
Absolutely.
With no Facebook.
That's why I wanted to slow it down with you, because you know, Marcus and I, you know, because first he's naturally funny. He's, as you can hear in his interview, he's a natural entertainer. And amidst all that, sometimes you can go past the hard work, the commitment, and the planning. And the professionalism. Because I'm telling you, you go into any of his restaurants, it is a professionalism. And I'm going to tell you something, what happens with Black businesses, because sometimes people kind of like knock us, you know, the service, the food quality, and all that stuff. And who do you compare it to? Now, if you know anything about Houston, Texas, it is the culinary game in Houston, Texas is a beast. I mean,
it is. I mean, it's top notch. We have, I think at one point we were the number one restaurant per square foot per capita in the nation. But we by far have, we rank in the top in the number of restaurants, the number of different cuisines that we have because of the diversity of the city. And yes, flavor for sure.
Woo!
Look, I know you love the A, but I tell you, man, the A can't touch the H when it comes to food. Man, don't get me on the phone to call all the fellas. Don't get me on the phone to call around to all the cats in the A's. We just need to go ahead and put it down.
Hey, Mark, this is what you're not going to do.
Out in restaurants.
I'm not going to ever. I know I was born and raised in Houston. The food in Houston, man, is a beast, dude. I mean, the seafood, the Mexican, the Tex-Mex food, the barbecue cook. Barbecue, you can just shut it down. The breakfast spots. And so that leads me to my question is, you had this hit, The Breakfast Club, and you needed to expand because you saw all of this diversity. You saw all of this opportunity, and parlaying your reputation as of having a hit restaurant. Was that the need to expand into the Reggae Hut, the Alley Cat Bar and Lounge, and the culture?
So that need goes back to the original, and that's why I gave the definition at the beginning, because I'm always come back to it, filling the void in the marketplace that the marketplace is calling for consciously or subconsciously. And so the Breakfast Club was a response to Midtown not having a breakfast spot, this new area of Houston that was Third Ward / Fourth Ward that was created and turned into Midtown, not having a breakfast eatery. The city of Houston having a space open for a Southern big breakfast concept. And quite naturally, quite honestly, rather, I wanted our goal from the get-go was to be synonymous with the city of Houston. I wanted people saying, when I go to Houston, I'm going to the Breakfast Club. I wanted that to move into, I am going to Houston because I want to go to the Breakfast Club. And now today, 20 years later, I tell folks, if you have been to Houston and have not been to the Breakfast Club, then you, my friend, have never been to Houston.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Talk the game, because the game is you, my friend. Now let's talk about
that. But I want to make sure I answer your question. Those other concepts, the Reggae Hut, Alley Cat Bar and Lounge, and culture were all birthed out of a need, listening to the marketplace and what it was asking for, looking at the marketplace and seeing what's not there and being the go-between, which is the original definition of entrepreneur, the undertaker, the person who would take on this challenge or this opportunity that's in front of us. And so the Radiohead was an existing business. The Radiohead started 5 years before TBK. The Radiohead started and had its success when I was still a senior at Texas Southern.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I went off and came back and opened the Breakfast Club, and it was still going. And as an institution in our community wanted it to be open, to be whole. So when it started to have its troubles, I put into practice the fourth principle of Kwanzaa, which is cooperative economics. I took the money that the people were putting in the cash register at 3711 Travis and went and salvaged a concept in Third Ward that our community needed to have sustained. And I say needed, and I close on this. I say needed because in the African-American community, we are hurt every time one of our businesses closed.
True.
Right. It tears at the moral and the morale fabric of our community. We may not express it. We may express it in the wrong way. Sometimes we may say stuff like, see, there, I told you it was going to close.
Right.
And we're saying that out of hurt, out of pain.
Right.
It is painful when our businesses and our community close. So we 15 years ago acquired the Reggae Hut to keep an institution in our community open, to keep an additional place for us to circulate our dollar.
But,
and to serve jerk chicken, of course.
Absolutely, brother. Jerk pork on my end. I know a lot of people.
I mean, I got it for you.
You know what I'm talking about, festivals.
I'm going to go tell Papa Henry.
There you go.
Customer service outsourcing used to be about minimal effort. Now with Ubiquiti, it's about delivering great customer service from engagement to renewal. Constant effort to delight. Faster complaint resolution. Ubiquiti is a global business process outsourcing firm delivering exceptional customer experiences for innovative brands every day. Find out how to keep your customers with exceptional experiences day in and day out with a free CX assessment at ubiquiti.com. That's UBIQUITY.com.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm going to ask you this question, Marcus. One would say, okay, look, you got a popular, the Breakfast Club is popular. Why don't we see another Breakfast Club? You know, they do it with Bojangles. They do it with, you know, Chick-fil-A. Why don't we have, like, I know you're at the airport, but why don't we have, like, four or five Breakfast Clubs with a K running around the city of Houston and then expanding in Texas?
Man, you bring up an absolute perfect point. I've got a meeting today with a brother who is about to do something super spectacular. There's a void in the marketplace, right? We, as African-Americans in the restaurant industry, the void that we have is there's not an African-American concept that stretches across a region.
Yes.
There's not an African-American concept that stretches across the nation. We don't have a national concept. We have, don't get me wrong, we have successful restaurateurs, brothers that can buy 100 Taco Bells or what have you.
Yes.
But we have no concepts where we're selling 100 franchises. And that's where African Americans have to graduate to if we're going to do this business thing seriously, right? If we're going to be serious about generational wealth, if we're going to be serious about rebuilding Black Wall Street, running it back, if we're going to be serious about building Wakanda, then we got to start with our dollar. And the only way we can get those things that you described, 1 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 100 across the country, is if we're deliberate in our dollar, And that's where African Americans have to step in and step up to the plate. And yes, we do need to make sure that the concepts that are presented are desirable,
yes,
that they are palatable, that people love them, that they adore them, that they embrace them. But the one thing I do ask from the marketplace, from the African American marketplace, is fairness.
Right.
And when I say fairness, when we are judging businesses from restaurants on down, keep that same energy, because we will walk into a nail salon and let them talk dirt to us,
right,
and we take it.
Right.
We will walk into a beauty salon and let them follow us along the around the thing, and we steal buy from them.
Right.
We will walk into a restaurant that has the highest level of discrimination, I mean, of a bad service, which is discrimination, and we will try and force them to take our dollar.
Yes, you will.
In 2021.
Yes.
We're still trying to make somebody take our dollar.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so those days have to be gone. We have to have the same amount of patience and tolerance and persistence with building our business as we do with the tolerance that we have with others. Last one, on this note, last one. I just finished watching this the other night. when people ask, you know, how much tolerance, how much patience are we supposed to have? If you're talking about building your community for real, I encourage everybody to go back and look at the Montgomery bus boycott. 381 days, that community was very intentional about accomplishing their goal. They had to do the big S, which we're not comfortable doing, which is to sacrifice.
Yes.
And if we want to rebuild Black Wall Street, if we want to build Wakanda, if we want a Fortune 500 restaurant company, if we want a food service company traded on the NASDAQ, then we've got to be deliberate in where we circulate our dollar.
I'm gonna slow you down on that one, because I love everything you said.
All right.
I'm gonna slow you down.
Go ahead.
Because you know,
I'm the son, grandson, and great grandson of Black Baptist preachers.
And guess what? I ain't ever gonna stop you. Now, but as a Black
entrepreneur, I got my microphone around here somewhere.
But as a Black entrepreneur, you know, there's always been that fear. If I tell people who I am, will I get the same reaction? You know, especially from the white community. And then we had a great groundswell in 2020 that was led behind our tragic death of, you know,
George Floyd.
I apologize for forgetting his name. And so then all of a sudden the corporation said, hey, we want to know if you are a Black-owned business. Google actually went out and said, we have a little marker that you can actually say, if you're a minority business, check this. And so now you have Black businesses saying, you know, we could actually come out of the dark and be appreciated. You know, on time you would say you was a Black business, you put your sign up, so during a riot, nobody would tear down your building. That's when you say you were Black owned. Prior to that, you didn't want to recognize it, be recognized at all. But we now at a point differently, like I said, post-IG, and that's the life we live in now, where you can be proud, you can brag, you can promote that you're a Black owned business. Is that important, Marcus?
Look, and I wish those people that you're talking about, I wish you had pointed them out to me before, because I don't know. And I've seen it. I'm aware. I've seen where people will make an effort to conceal I'll say this. Post-traumatic slave disorder is real, right? Anytime you decide that you got to hide or have a fear of letting people know who you are, or what you're about, you know, I deliberately, from day one, September, October 2001, deliberately wanted folks to know that this was an African-American owned establishment, right?
Yes.
Now, that didn't mean that all 100 seats were for African-Americans. It just meant that the person who had their name on the door, on the mortgage, on the lease, on the permit, was African-American. But we're going to deliver a product that is good for the general market. And that was a goal, right? For some reason, African-Americans, for the obvious reason, that phrase I just gave, post-traumatic slave disorder, African-Americans have been denied the knowledge that we have the ability to create a product for the general marketplace. We've been convinced that the only product that we can create for the general marketplace, not just for Black folks, but for the whole pie, was whether we can run fast, we can jump high, or whether we can sing, or whether we can dance.
Right.
Those were the only places where we felt our gifts, our talents, our skills were worthy of the general marketplace. And I'm here to say not so, right? I am here to build Black business. I am here to build Black business that will flourish in the general marketplace.
Awesome. Now, that leads me to your statement on your show, host of Fish, Grits, and Politics, you know, because we've been actually having Fish, Grits, and Politics talked this entire interview. And that's how he is. You know, he's an entrepreneur. He's a game changer. And tell us about the show. Tell us about the need for the show and what's the goal of the show.
So, you know, you mentioned in the opening, I spent some time doing commentary,
yes,
community voice, community activist, whatever title it is. And my big mouth landed me a seat on the radio, sitting next to my mentor, Sister Di, a.k.a. Ada Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
She was a radio host in Houston for a number of years on the community program. And so I sat at her foot and learned from her, and then went on to become the host of Magic 102's Sunday Morning Live for 10 years.
Yes.
I don't know if 10 years.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. Yeah. Okay. All right.
See, he's seen me. I'm telling Marcus. Marcus has saw me all the way back to Hip Hop Comedy Stop. Comedy Stop days.
Oh,
okay.
So, man, look, I had saved that. I had saved that to last, but since you brought it up, I'm going to go ahead and talk about it now. Entrepreneurship is contagious. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely contagious. Mm-hmm. The day that I walked into Hip Hop Comedy Stop, and I did the same thing that people walk into the Breakfast Club. This black on,
yes.
This us, and then your chest swells up. You know, you stand a little taller. You know, you're here, you get a little higher because you know this is us doing something. So when I heard those commercials running with you and Brother David, and I went in, and then I happened to go one night when Steve was there, and I just, you know, my rib is still cracked from one of those late night shows, man, where I just,
yeah. You know, the thing about it, Marcus, is that, you know,
entrepreneurship is contagious. So I have to tell you,
yes,
that was a source of fertilization for the entrepreneurial seed that was inside of me. So I appreciate you and your brothers stepping out on faith and doing that.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, I've looked at my life and I just, like I said, I do it on faith. I do it on belief. I believe that somebody can't tell me no. If you're going to tell me no, you're going to have to tell me why. And because no stops a lot of people. When you tell me no, you have to tell me, explain. Don't just tell me no. You have to explain to me the why. Because way I can, if you tell me why and explain to me, I'm going to figure out that I can do it. Because.
Well, and you know, part of why that is, Rashawn,
mm-hmm.
I've discovered. Part of why that is, and this goes back to your question about why not 1, 10, 15, 20 stores.
Yes, sir.
Part of why you hear the no is because what people are doing is they're attempting to project their fear and their faithlessness onto you.
Yes, yes.
Right? What they're telling you, what they're saying when they say, no, you can't do it, is they're saying, I've seen that I can't do it. I don't have the faith to do it. So I'm telling you how I feel, and I'm going to project it onto you. I'm not saying that they're doing it deliberately. I think it's being done unconsciously, right?
Right.
But people have to understand that you cannot allow others to project their fearfulness onto you. You've got to stand flat-footed and faithfully on the dream, the goal, the vision that was placed inside of you if you want it to come into fruition. So the reason I mentioned the 1, the 10, the 100 is because every time you have a restaurant concept and people talk about expanding, if you listen, the marketplace will tell you, oh, I've literally heard this. I took surveys and I've literally heard people say, don't do this. Every time we do this, we lose.
Right.
And I pointed out to one young lady, I said, I can guarantee you, in your day, I can point out 3 or 4 concepts that you support that were once one store operation,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
When you go get your coffee in the morning at that Buck place, they started out as a single store.
Yes.
When you go get your nuggets at that Filet place, they started out as a single store.
Mm-hmm.
And truth be told, we are the ones that are financing a whole arm and leg of this growth,
yes.
Of this expansion.
Yes. Yes.
And so we just have to turn that faith around and believe that we have the ability. We already have the ability. You know, McDonald's don't run McDonald's 365 for no reason. They run 365 because we in that 365.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Marcus, first of all, I'll tell you something, man. I knew I would be talking to you an hour conversation. Now, you know you're coming back for your 20th anniversary. Let's go and be real about that. But I just want to get to these seasonings, these flavors behind you, because you know I got a TV show called Rashawn's Kitchen now.
Man, a little birdie told me that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I got to get that stuff so I can start making stuff and start posting on my social media and support you this way. So tell us about the seasoning. Talk about the extension of going into online packaging and grocery stores and stuff like that, because I got to feature this stuff on Roushan's Kitchen. I got to cook. Of course, you know I can cook and bake. And I just do it anywhere from beans to steaks to fish now, everything. Talk about your whole line of seasoning and packaging.
So, man, we have a line of products that give you the ability to take us home with you, right? You want that same great flavor of the chicken. You want that same great flavor of the fish. You want that same great flavor of the waffle. Then we have a line of products. So we have our chicken fry, our fish fry. We have our pancake and waffle mix. We have our coffee beans. Because we are a full-service coffee shop.
Yes, sir.
You can get them whole bean or you can get them ground up. And then most importantly, I'm going to do the selfless plug. We have our all-purpose seasoning, right?
Woo! That's what I want right there, brother. For my beans. That's it right here. For my greens.
Hey, look here, man. I'm going to tell you, look. I tell folks, so my father, who was the biggest influence in my career, because he was a great educator, he was a great musician, but he was also a great chef. His food was just absolutely dynamic. And he taught me what great flavor actually was. And so my first year in business, he was here with me to help formulate the recipes and the menu and all that good stuff. And this is a result of what he taught me.
The Breakfast
and it
Club
is an all-purpose
signature
seasoning. It is the base for everything that we do at the Breakfast Club. And I tell people, because I've had people order it and they're like, man, I can't believe how good that was. I was like, you've eaten at the restaurant 37,000 times. How not? I just didn't know.
Yes.
So for those who cook, anywhere that you, and I'm not going to give nobody else no props, anywhere that you use those other people's seasoning,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Stop, put it down, and pick this up. So if you use that T word, substitute right here. If you use that slap your whatever, substitute right here. Anywhere you use an all-purpose seasoning, I invite you to get the Breakfast Club seasoning and take us home with you, guaranteed.
I'm just tell you this, Marcus.
Tastes like Rasheen.
I'm tell you, Marcus. Don't send me nothing. I'll be ordering that today, okay? Because you know me, I always support Black business in that way. I know I use all-purpose seasoning. I have another young Black lady who's really talented. I use her, and she's African American, seasoning and stuff. But I gotta invite you into my kitchen, man, Rashawn's Kitchen, talking about your product and all that good stuff. But again, man, the greatest talker and motivator in the game, in the restaurant game. His name is Marcus David, straight out of Houston, Texas. He'll be back on in the fall celebrating the 20th year of the Breakfast Club in Houston, Texas, because we're going to talk about a lot of great things. Thank you for coming back on the show, man. You're beautiful, brother. You're beautiful.
Man, thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate the invite, man. You look great. You look fantastic. You look healthy. I'm glad you're taking care of yourself. We want you and need you here for a couple more years, a lot of more years.
Thank you. All right.
And thank you. I got to tell you, we got some national recognition in our first couple of years of business, but man, we hit it big. We hit it big when Rashawn called and said, hey man, y'all going to be on the Steve Harvey Show.
There
I said,
go.
Hot damn.
Love it, man. I love you, Marcus.
Mama, I made it.
Yes. Thank you, Marcus, for coming on Money Making Conversations, brother.
I appreciate you, brother.
If you want to hear any of my interviews or see any of my interviews, please go to moneymakingconversation.com. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I am your host.
In this season of giving, Kohl's has gifts for all your loved ones. For those who like to keep it cozy, find fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Or support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide. Give with all your heart this season with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Thunderstruck. Adjective. Shocked and amazed by the power of fun on Carnival. Riding Bolt, the world's first roller coaster at sea. Brian got thunderstruck so hard, his 93-year-old grandmother felt it 3,000 miles away in Nebraska and immediately booked a cruise.
Hooray!
Get thunderstruck starting at $289. Carnival. Choose fun.
Cruises are in U.S. dollars per person, double occupancy. Taxes, fees, and port expenses additional. Restrictions apply. Full details on Carnival.com. Ships registry, Bahamas, Panama.
On April 4th, 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King was shot and killed in Memphis. A petty criminal named James Earl Ray was arrested. case closed, right?
James Earl Ray was a pawn for the official story.
Some of the evidence, as far as I was concerned, did not match the circumstances.
This is the MLK Tapes. The first episodes are available now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.